I'm Walt Lindelow with Look at What's Going On in Our Community. Earlier today, I had a chance to speak with Hannah Westra and Christopher Germain with the Lake Superior Community Partnership to get an update on some of their upcoming events. Here's more with Christopher Germain and Hannah Westra.
This Wednesday, which is January 22nd, we have business after hours from 5 to 7 p.m. at Fraco, located right on 41 in the township. It's going to be a really fun event. They're giving away a nice gift card.
Okay.
A hefty gift card, $500 gift card.
To utilize within the store
yes,
for things.
Yes. That can go pretty far.
Fraco does a lot of different things with stuff. And you and I were just talking about how in your house it's cold with like the
yes.
tile and the flooring.
Yes.
They just might have some options.
They sure do. I bet they do.
Christopher, let's talk a little bit about business after hours as in general. What are they? What are they for? How do people get involved?
Yeah, so business after hours are a really great opportunity for folks to just gather after 5 o'clock, as the name implies, to network, make connections, but also to experience local businesses and organizations. It gives them, those who are hosting these events, a time to shine.
So what happens at this, Hannah? What's the sort of the plan? People just need to show up? Is there a registration? What do you have?
So it's open to the public. You don't have to be a member to join or to come, I should say. It's anyone can attend. The event kicks off at 5. We typically give the prize around 6:15-ish. So you do need to be present to win. It's open to the public. You don't have to register. But if you want more information, you can visit marquette.org.
Okay, so that also has information there about perhaps having one. Do you have calendar space? Are you starting to fill up? How's that looking?
No, it's actually, I think, a big deal that we sold out for the first time ever, even before the year began.
Really?
In terms of hosts, yeah.
Okay.
So as our network grows, we've really seen the business after hours take off.
Yeah, it seems like, and it's also, that's an indication of the success of this as a program, Hannah, with it's just that people want to get together and maybe learn more about other businesses
yeah,
in the community.
You know, I think that, we have a tight-knit community, and I think that people always are interested in hearing more. But, you know, I think it's also speaks volumes to the partnership and kind of what we've done to really build that community within the business network.
And the website again for folks to find out more?
Marquette.org.
I'm Walt Lindelay in the studio with Hannah Westra and Christopher Germain. They're here with the Lake Superior Community Partnership talking about upcoming events. And Hannah, you've got one coming up also later this week that you want to make sure people know about. We've already talked about this with you a little bit, but it's a breakfast meeting. What's going on?
Yeah, so we're hosting our Breakfast in Business, which is the first event of this series this year. So it's on Friday, January 24th. It's great because it's before business starts. It goes from 7:30 to 9, so you can get the day started, kind of learn about the economic development in our community, and then get on with your day.
Well, Christopher, let's talk about that a little bit. What is on the docket for the conversation with this?
Yeah, so this month we're going to talk about a 2025 outlook. So we'll have Marty Fintante from InvestUP, Jenna Smith from Manpower, and Jamie Markham from Range Bank, all to share their perspectives, some of the seats that they sit in, about opportunities and challenges for Marquette County and our region overall.
Why is this something that the partnership feels is a good thing to do, to give people the opportunity to hear this?
So we think it's important to not only forge those connections, right, but to just be informed about those trends and those opportunities so you can capture those, right, as a business, or think about those if they're not already on your mind.
Now, Hannah, with this is usually something that needs registration and membership. You're looking for members, right, on this. Tell me the details.
Yeah, so for full details, you can go to marquette.org, but there is a fee associated with it. It's $35 for non-partners, $25 for partners. So there is a discount if you are a partner, but we do ask that you register, you know, just to make sure that we have enough food. It's a full breakfast that you get and enough seats. So it's a nice event.
And it's happening again when and where?
It is on Friday, January 24th from 7:30 to 9 at the Holiday Inn in Marquette.
Okay. Now, if people have questions about any of these events, and Christopher, maybe they want to find out a little more detail about some of like the more economic outlook type conversations and work you've done with the partnership, how can people get some of that info?
So they can find all of that at marquette.org or any of our social media channels.
That's Christopher Germain and Hannah Westra with the Lake Superior Community Partnership. With a look at what's happening in our community for Media Brew Communications, I'm Walt Lindelaw.